Breaking news. Donald Trump defunds the frog. What's that about? Was he corrupted as a child by watching Kermit? Did he have a thing for Miss Piggy and she rebuffed him? Maybe Mr. Rogers pushed him over the edge by telling us that everyone is welcome in the neighborhood. Kermit's now a criminal. Outrageous, because Kermit is kind and not cruel. Where NPR might have fallen off a cliff was treating us listeners as though we were intelligent, giving us facts and information, not telling us how to think. NPR has always been respectful, rooted in reason and thought. NPR, you caused your own demise by conducting yourself based on values and principles. Therefore, be forewarned. I have increased my monthly donation to you, and I will be encouraging everyone I know to do the same. I figure if the small-minded, hateful people in Congress want to silence you, you must be doing something right. We, your loyal listeners, get a say. We can fight back with our dollars, giving NPR the kind of freedom that good news requires. You remember the Edward R. Murrow kind of reporting that took down Joseph McCarthy, reporting that shapes policy and public opinion. When my children were small, we struggled to put food on our table. Life was tough at times. Yet, every afternoon, sitting in front of the TV, I would hear the calming voice of Mr. Rogers telling my children they were welcomed and loved. It was the bright spot of my day. I needed public television then. Now public television and NPR need me. You had my back, and now I have yours. I'm Lou Ness, and that's my perspective.